The Elves and the Shoemaker. There was once a shoemaker who, through no fault of his own, became so poor that at last he had nothing left but just enough leather to make one pair of shoes. He cut out the shoes at night, and so as to set to work upon them in the morning. And as he had a good conscience, he laid himself quietly down in his bed, committed himself to heaven, and fell asleep. In the morning, after he said his prayers and was going to get work, he found the pair of shoes was made and finished and standing on his table. He was very much astonished and could not tell what to think. And he took the shoes in his hand to examine them more nearly, and they were well made so that every stitch was exactly in the right place, just as if they had come from the hand of a master workman. Soon after, a purchaser entered, and as the shoes fit him very well, he gave more than the usual price, so that the shoemaker had enough money to buy shoe leather for two more pair of shoes. He cut them out at night, and intended to set to work the next morning with a fresh spirit, but that was not to be, for when he got up, they were already finished. And a customer even was not lacking, who gave him so much money he was able to buy leather enough for four new pairs of shoes. Early the next morning, he found the four pairs also finished. And so it always happened. Whenever he cut out in the evening and was working up by the morning, so that he was soon in the way of making a good living, and the end became very well to do. One night, not long before Christmas, when the shoemaker had finished cutting out, and before he went to bed, he said to his wife, "How would it be if I were to sit up tonight and see who it is that does us this service?" His wife agreed and set a light to burn. Then they both hid in a corner of the room behind some coats that were hanging up, and then they began to watch. As soon as it was midnight, they saw two little men come in, neatly formed, who seated themselves before the shoemaker's table, and they took up the work that was already prepared and began to stitch, to pierce, and to hammer so cleverly and quickly with their little fingers that the shoemaker's eyes could scarcely follow. So full of wonder was he, and they never left off until everything was finished and was standing ready on the table, and then they jumped up and ran off. The next morning, the shoemaker's wife said to her husband, "Those little men have made us so rich. We ought to show ourselves grateful. And with all their running about and having nothing to cover them, they must be very cold. I'll tell you what. I will make little shirts, coats, and waistcoats and breeches for them, and knit each of them a pair of stockings, and you shall make each of them a pair of shoes." The husband consented willingly, and at night, when everything was finished, they laid their gifts together on the table, instead of the cutout work, and placed themselves so they could observe how the little men would behave. When midnight came, they rushed in, ready to set to work. But when they found, instead of pieces of prepared leather, the neat little garments ready for them, they stood a moment in surprise, and then they testified the greatest delight. And with the greatest swiftness, they took up the pretty garments, slipped them on, and singing, "What spruce and dandy boys are we, no longer cobblers we will be." Then they hopped and danced about, jumping over the chairs and tables, and at last they danced out again. And from that time they were never seen again. But it always went well with the shoemaker as long as he lived, and whatever he took in his hand prospered.